So for me, like I've always said, especially coming in my role, it's you have to balance the long-term, medium-term, and short-term objectives. And of course, the short-term is what? It's to win. And you look at the trophies that were on offer, you know, MTH and Nedbank, we didn't win them, you know. So it's fair to say that no one's happy about that, you know, and we'd like to be winning trophies. So of course, you know, coming off a seven-year drought, we didn't want to lose in the first round at Nedbank. So of course, you know, when a new coach does come in, you know, they themselves have to, you know, refocus to what the structure is, find that there's many elements that come into it. So I think it's been a bit of a tough season, and as we go forward, like now, I mean, if you look now, we are up in the bank and we have a chance just to do as best that we can in the league. It's a season that of course, you know, you're wanting to get accolades, have elements of rebuilding, and focusing on the next phase. But it's one where we have to just keep moving forward. And for us, for the coach and the whole technical staff, I start the game with Baraka on the weekend, you know, and you know that you can only focus on your next 3 points. So I think for me, every team has their strategy and has their what works for them. Firstly, I just want to say also it's the fact that we have our rivals from Pretoria who are doing well. Anything can happen still with the league. We saw it with us. We were leading the league from August, and we lost the league with the last 30 minutes. So with that, in terms of just the game being magical itself, you know, you never know what can happen, you know, come end of the season. And we can talk about that at the end. But I do think that there's just many, it's been 7 years of lessons that have to be learned. And I think it's more of a case of, instead of me saying what was wrong, more of a case of saying, what do we need to do going forward? And I think that's just, you know, us as, you know, you put it to the Western Giants, just recalibrating and coming back to our culture, whether in terms of how do we operate, our ways of processes, elements like our recruitment, our youth, you know, what are our supporters feeling. You know, that's just things that we as a club need to focus on. And when we focus on who you are and what you do best, then the outcomes are always favorable and things will go the way that you know them to go. So I think for us, it's about us getting back to our culture on and off the field. It's about us winning in a certain way and just doing all we can to be true to what the real Amakhosi brand is. Mm. Who would have thought that in a season of this magnitude you have something like COVID-19? You know, COVID-19, which ended up having not just your head coach but your assistant coaches and all members of management and players all being gone. Mm. So I think the working relationship, you know, in December when Coach Arthur and Dylan had to step in and help when the coach was away with COVID, they gave their best, they did well, and I think when, you know, they had a great camp also in Cape Town, when they came back now, the coach came back, you know, and has been hitting the ground running. And of course for me it's about not just, you know, technical staff. For us, it's about technical staff, players, and backroom staff. You know, so it's about us all working together to do the best we can and achieve the best results. We understand that, you know, Derby has come. We understand where we are in the league. Massive game. It's a massive game for our culture. It's a massive game for our pride. It's a massive game also in terms of the title race. So I think at this moment in time, it has a lot to offer. It's a very exciting time for the Derby to take place. Of course, we both want to see Soweto on the map. You know, now we're from Soweto and we want it to be number one. So we, of course, that product and that game is very crucial to us. But of course, because of the gap right now, points, people might say, you know, our opponents from Pretoria are running away with it. But let's see. Let's see.